The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, up to 600 people are waiting for an organ transplant in Ireland. Internationally, the lists are growing too. There are 100,000 Americans waiting for an organ. And to meet the demand, plans are underway to farm pigs to use their organs in humans. Dr. Robert Montgomery carried out the first gene-edited pig-to-human transplant in 2021, and he joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Lovely.
How are you?
Lovely to have you with us delighted to speak to you. And I should tell people that you are Professor of Surgery and Director of the NYU Langone Transplant Institute, and you have done many fabulous things in your life, including being the recipient of a transplant, I'm right.
That's right. Isn't that amazing? A heart transplant 7 years ago.
And that was because there is an issue in your family story, which resulted you to in you experiencing directly the impact and benefit of transplantation.
That's right. We have a genetic disorder in our family that causes a disease called cardiomyopathy. My dad died from it at 52. Another brother had a sudden death at 35. And I have another brother who's had a heart transplant as well.
Right, so you are
I've walked in those shoes.
You certainly have walked in those shoes. So tell us a little bit about why we're at a point now where we could see within a 2 year period the farming of these animals of pigs to harvest their organs.
Well, it's already happened. They're already on the ground. We have gene edited pigs. We're in a clinical trial now. Actually two clinical trials, one using a 10 gene edited pig and the other one a much more simple one gene edited, but we also transplant the thymus from the pig to try to reduce the amount of immunosuppression that we need, because the thymus can create something called tolerance, so we could reduce that immunosuppression. So it's already happened. It's already it's on us right now. So it's a very exciting time for transplantation.
And do you think it may just solve the problem of this gap between supply and demand for organs?
I do. I mean, you know, you pointed out in Ireland, 600 people waiting, in the US, 100,000. But I would challenge that and say that that's a very small percentage of the people who could actually benefit from a transplant. So in the U.S., only 10% of the people with organ failure ever make it on the list. And once on the list, only about 30% of the people ever get an organ. So if you do the math, we're actually transplanting only about 3% of the people who could benefit from a transplant every year. Mm-hmm. It's the most highly rationed thing that we do in medicine. Can you imagine only treating 3% of the people with cancer? Well, that's how bad it is. So we need another source of organs.
And the whole motivation around keeping the list low is because of the shortage of organs on the other side, because inevitably for very many people on those lists, it's going to end in disappointment, in some cases death.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
So coming back then to the work that you have been doing on the pig thymus, which may obviate the need for anti-rejection drugs, because that has been right from the start when you were using the pig valves in hearts and so on in the 60s, that has always been the problem, rejection. Are we moving to a point now where that problem has been overcome or is close to being overcome?
Well, with human-to-human transplants, you know, there are about maybe 50 people walking around completely off all of their immunosuppressive medications because they've received, you know, a tolerance procedure, a trial that they've been involved in, which involves bone marrow from the donor. In xenotransplantation, so pig to human transplant, we're able to transplant the thymus from the pig with the organ, and the thymus is the gland that educates the immune system. So basically, we're re-educating the human recipient to not recognize that pig organ as being foreign. And we have some early evidence from a couple of living humans that we've already transplanted that suggests that this works. And there are also some thymuses that have been transplanted human to human, with human to human transplant organs, that appear to have also had this effect of creating tolerance. So this is a new frontier. It's a little bit separate from, you know, the concept of gene edited pig organs into humans, but it's very compatible with the concept that in the future we want to have unlimited organs and no immunosuppression. Those are our two most ambitious goals that I think are achievable in our lifetime.
And the organs that will be harvested from pigs, you say that there could come a point when actually the quality will be superior to human ones used in transplants currently.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're a number of years away from that. But yes, because you can modify, you know, the organ, and you can also, you know, take the organ, you know, from a healthy pig. And that's not the case, you know, with most people who get a transplant, the organ comes from a human that has been through some catastrophic accident or, you know, has died. And those organs are affected by, you know, what that person went through before they died. So you put together the ability to actually manipulate the organ to, you know, improve the quality and acceptability to humans, and the ability to schedule the treatment and have that organ available whenever you need it. And from a healthy animal, that is a very powerful combination.
So there's great hope, isn't there, for people who down the line may need transplants, including people in your own family, as you've explained to us.
Exactly. I mean, you know, this genetic disorder in our family, it continues. This is, you know, a big inspiration for me to pursue this because, you know, my family's lives are at stake. And so, yes, I mean, I do think there's hope. And I do think this is the future.
Robert, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us on
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.